Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anchalia and today is September 21st. Here are some top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher on September 21st as trends in GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 7.5 points. The BSE Sensex plummeted 800 points or 1.18% to 66,801, while Nifty 50 dropped 232 points or 1.15% to 19,901 and formed a bearish candlestick pattern on the daily charts in the previous close. The pivot point calculator indicates that Nifty may be taking support at 19,878, followed by 19,837 and 19,772. On the higher side, 20,009 can be immediate resistance, followed by 20,050 and 20,111. Moving on to international markets, US markets. Stock futures traded near flat line Wednesday night as investors parsed through the Federal Reserve's projections made earlier in the day. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average were lower by 14 points or 0.04%. S&P 500 futures were down 0.1%, while Nasdaq 100 futures edged lower by 0.2%. In the after-hours trading activity, FedEx gained 5% after the delivery company posted adjusted earnings of $4.55 per share in its fiscal first quarter, while the analysts called for $3.73 per share. Home builder KB Home fell 2% despite exceeding Wall Street's expectations on the top and bottom line. Marketing automation firm Cavalier, which debuted on the public markets Wednesday, slipped nearly 2% after the closing bell. These moves follow a weak ending to the Wednesday's trading session. The three major averages closed at session lows after the Federal Reserve said it would leave the interest rates unchanged, but expect another interest rate hike before the end of the year. Fed Chair Jerome Powell had commented that a soft landing for the economy was still possible, but not his baseline scenario. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets fell across the region as U.S. Federal Reserve held its benchmark policy rate but said it will raise the interest rates one more time before the end of this year, according to the central bank's projections. Projections show that the central bank expects to hike rates to a medium 5.6% by the end of 2023, up from the current range of 5.25% and 5.5%. The rate-setting Federal Open Market Committee projected two rate cuts in 2024, which is two fewer than its forecast in June. That would put the funds rate at around 5.1%. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 fell 0.21%, on pace to hit its lowest level this month. Japan's Nikkei 225 is also slipped 0.44% as Bank of Japan starts its two-day monetary policy meeting, with the topics down 0.21%. South Korea's KOSPI was 0.5% lower and the KOSDAQ also shed 0.37%. In contrast, futures for the Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index stood at 17,958, pointing to a stronger open compared to HSI's close of 17,885. Oil prices. Oil prices fell on Wednesday ahead of US Federal Reserve's interest rate decision, with investors uncertain when the peak rates will be hit and how much an impact it will have on the energy demand. Investors are awaiting the Fed's interest rate decision to assess the outlook for economic growth and fuel demand. Global benchmark Brent crude futures fell 0.6% to $93.76 a barrel, powering losses after trading $1.58 lower at their intraday low on Wednesday. On the other hand, U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures edged 0.35% lower to $90.88. Dollar index. Dollar index traded 0.47% lower in futures at 104.71, whereas the value of $1 hovered near ₹82.92. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors sold shares worth ₹3,110 crore, while domestic institutional investors offloaded ₹573 crore worth of stocks on September 20th, as per the provisional data from the National Stock Exchange. Moving on to stocks in focus, SVGN. The government is going to sell up to 9 crore equity shares or 2.46% stake in hydroelectric power generation company on September 21st and 22nd with an option to additionally sell 9 crore equity shares or 2.46% stake. The offer for sale opens for the non-retail investors on September 21st and retail investors on September 22nd. The floor price for the offer will be at Rs. 69 per share. Apollo Tyres. Buyers in OTR tire production at the company's manufacturing facility in Limda, Gujarat has been stopped. This is due to concerns raised among shop floor employees relating to renewal of the long-term settlement agreements. The company is in discussions and negotiations with the labor union representatives to address their concerns and find an amicable resolution. There is no material impact on the operations at this stage. The pharma sector is in focus today as three pharmaceutical companies have new developments. Zydus Life Sciences has received final approval from the US FDA for Cindamycin Phosphate Gel, which is used to treat acne. The drug had an annual sales of $37 million in United States, as per a recent report. Biocon. Subsidiary Biocon Biologics has received approval from European Commission for marketing authorization in European Union for its ophthalmology product. Yesafili is an ophthalmology product used for the treatment of neovascular age-related muscular degeneration and visual impairment. And lastly, Cipla. After inspection in InvaGen's manufacturing facility in New York, Cipla has received 5 inspectional observations in Form 488 from US FDA. The US FDA inspected the said facility of the subsidiary InvaGen Pharmaceuticals during September 11 to 19. In market debut news, EMS shall be in focus tomorrow. The Severage Solutions company will list its shares on BSE and NSE on September 21st. The issue price has been fixed at ₹221 per share. In our Voice of the Day segment, we have VK Vijay Kumar, Chief Investment Strategist, Geojit Financial Services. He shall be discussing the impact of crude about $95 on the Indian equity markets and if Wednesday's correction in the markets is something to be worried about. Let's listen in.
Since India imports 85% of her crude oil requirements, any sharp increase in crude prices impact the economy severely. It has been calculated that a $10 increase in Brent crude leads to widening of India's current account deficit by 0.5%. Brent crude has spiked from around $78.5 in July to around $94 now. The decline in exports for the 7th month in a row has already widened the trade deficit. Therefore, FY24 current account deficit is likely to widen to around 1.8-1.9% of GDP. Anticipating this, the rupee has depreciated to 83 to the dollar. Since the dollar index is above 105 and the US 2-year bond yield is above 5%, foreign portfolio investors are unlikely to buy aggressively in India in the short term, as they did during the last 3 months. This also will put pressure on the rupee, and there is a possibility of imported inflation. But the relief is that the vegetable prices are declining, and therefore the impact on CPI inflation will be negligible. And also, the prices of diesel and petrol have not been revised since May last year. The rally in the market, which pushed the Nifty above 21,000, took the market to overvalued territory. At the 20,000 Nifty, the PE is around 20 times. 20 times estimated FY24 earnings. This is much higher than the last 10 years average PE of 18. Since India has the best growth and earnings story among the large economies of the world, a high PE is justified. But the problem with the high valuation is that some negative trigger can pull the market down. This happened on Wednesday when the Nifty corrected by around 230 points, of which 156 point cut was contributed by two stocks, HDFC Bank and Reliance Industries. There is no fundamental reason for the market to slide sharply from the present levels. DIIs and retail are likely to buy on dips.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session and we'll see you same time tomorrow.